Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Chris, you consider yourself an angel investor, and I know you've been a mentor to many startup companies. So please explain to us in layman's terms, what's an angel investor, and is it the same as a venture capitalist?
When it's pretty much dependent upon stages, and all investors are different depending upon what their mechanics are in terms of your investment thesis, in terms of what stage, how much they're investing, etc. Typically, angel investors are people who, at an early stage, businesses want to just start to get their business going. So you have an idea, you have a co-founder, you build a product, but you need an injection of capital to start something going, and then you'll talk to friends and family or people you know who have money, called angel investors.
So you personally infuse money into
yes.
your business?
Yes. So
you own money, or you also get other investors?
There will be, for instance, one of my companies, to get the company going, they raised $100,000. So they had 10 investors who gave $10,000 each to invest in the company. So that's their seed round to get things going. A lot of venture capitalists, they invest in companies when there's traction. So until you get a product in market, consumers that are actually want to use and pay for the product, that's when you go to an investor and say, hey, this is scalable. And they've got bigger check sizes. So compared to $10,000, 100,000, half a million, maybe millions, depending on what stage the startup is
and
at.
And the name of your company is Manila Valley. So does it mean that you only support Filipino companies?
So Manila Valley, when I first started Manila Valley, I went to Philippines and I discovered a community of startups. And I was supporting startups in Silicon Valley at the time, and they came to me, hey, why are you supporting them there? They don't need help. Why don't you help us here? And I discovered this community. And the second thing is I wanted to reconnect back to my roots as a Filipino. And so these were the drivers. So the focus of Manila Valley is Filipino entrepreneurs. But I'm expanding that to under different companies to support Asia Pacific in general. But Manila Valley, very focused on Filipino entrepreneurs.
And what are the types of ventures that you would normally or you normally find?
So when I first started, I had 60 companies pitched to me, and I chose four companies that I was really interested in the beginning. And there's no specific vertical that I found in Philippines yet where we're known for. Philippines is the call center capital of the world. You know, there's a huge BPO market. There's 1.5 million people working from an outsourcing capacity. So that's one thing. It's a big industry. But is it agritech? Is it fintech? What is it in Philippines? I haven't really found that vertical. So there's interesting, what I look for in startups in Philippines, one, there's a differentiating idea. Two, they have global potential. So they need to be able to scale internationally, not just penetrate the Filipino market, but global. Because where Manila Valley provides the support is the connectivity to Silicon Valley. So if you don't have a reason to go global, then I can't really support you.
Yeah, you're the link.
Yes.
You're the bridge. You mentioned four companies. How are these four startups doing now?
Great question. With startups, you know, there are some exceptions where, just like we talked about, Slack in 9 months became a billion-dollar company. For most people, startups take time for it to progress. You know, a few of them are still around. One of them is Evolved with the social entrepreneurship platform, and we're scaling it to a lot of different universities. One of the drones company is still moving forward, and we're trying to find our product market fit where we can really scale. And I think that's really important. You have to really find where is your niche, where you can really add value, and there's a lot of traction there, and then you can grow and scale that, and that's something that takes time. And so they're still around, but we're still trying to get to that point of scale.
And if I have a nice idea, for instance, in an app, and I need to find an investor, so
yes.
How do I do it? do I come to you?
The first step is making sure you build a solution that's fixing a problem, a major pain point. Then investors might find you.
And what will be the hardest things you think in this year and years to come?
There is just so much innovation happening in Silicon Valley. You know, AI, machine learning is a very hot topic. Mixed reality, cryptocurrencies is just going crazy because of Bitcoin. There's a lot of bright ideas. A friend of mine has an Airbnb for parking spaces. There's a robotic fish to help farmers. There's a lot of different, you get exposed to a lot of innovation that's happening. Like I mentioned, there's 13,000 funded startups in Silicon Valley, so there's a lot of competition. There's just too much opportunities in a lot of different spaces. But I can't really pinpoint, but I think one thing is clear. Technology is helping improve our day-to-day lives. And so everything's getting smarter. There's a lot more data. And so now I think what's going to be the future, because it's all about consumers and users, is where we find something that scales, that's very simple to use, that helps improve our any function in our day-to-day lives.
Chris, many Australian techno entrepreneurs go to the US usually to look for venture capitalists. So what is lacking or what's wrong in the Australian system that let go of potential successful entrepreneurs?
I don't think funding is the most important thing. I think the most important thing is to be unique, find something that's really unique, get the traction in the market, and then investors will find you, whether they're here in Australia or in America. It doesn't really matter. I think the most important thing you should focus on is the problem you're solving. It has to be a pain point, right? A pain point where people are saying, oh man, I can't find anything. I can't do this job without this. And I'd do anything, I'd pay anything for this service or app or whatever it may be. Find that pain point, make it unique and differentiating, and then funding will come, whether it's in Australia or America, it doesn't matter. Because there's money here in Australia. There's money everywhere. I think the most important thing is to find us a need.
Chris, last question. If I was spare $10,000 a day, where should I put the money for investment?
Spare as in you can, it's okay if you lose it.
Okay, if you lose it, you gamble, yeah.
I think when it comes to, if you're wanting to invest in startups, you look at the odds, right? 60% of startups, they say that this is one study, 60% of startups will fail, 32% will break even, 8% will make it. So you need to diversify, just like investing in stocks.
But you can't diversify with $10,000.
No. Well, you know, $1,000 here or there, you might not, it's a starting point, right? It is a starting point. If you like cryptocurrencies and you're learning about different coins, then maybe diversifying with those coins. I don't know. Bitcoin, Ethereum, Tron, Ripple, there's a whole bunch of coins that you can look at. But, you know, that's very volatile. It's high risk. And just like startups, it's very high risk. So you have to be willing to lose it, firstly. But second, you need to figure out how to diversify that money, because it's hard to earn money, right? And $10,000 is $10,000. So I think you need to do your due diligence, be willing to lose it, and diversify.
Thank you, Chris.
Hanggang ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.